Right now, they're looking at the writings that were posted in videos that the shooter posted to YouTube that were recovered from the shooter's residence. These are pages and pages written in English in sort of Cyrillic-looking letters. Very bizarre turn in this investigation where the shooter wrote about violence against children. Also, there were writings glorifying past mass shooters, church shooters, school shooters. Just a sort of general nihilism is how it's being described. Hateful language towards different demographics, including Jews, Blacks, Hispanics. However, they believe that this was absolutely targeted at this church. They found a drawing in one of the notebook, even laying out the exact pews within the church. So the shooter was very familiar with this location.
Yeah, so there was a lot of planning that went into this, is what I'm hearing from you. Police say the shooter was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, all purchased legally. What questions is that raising for investigators right now?
Well, in Minnesota, you can legally purchase even an assault rifle if you're over the age of 18 and don't have a prior criminal record, which the shooter did not. So just like we do after all of these mass shootings, we look at the state and federal laws that are in place. Now, this individual, certainly, if you look at those writings, there were red flags. The question is, did anybody know about it? So the investigation now, there are interviews underway right now, family, associates, potential coworkers, anyone that might have had an inkling that this was coming. That's really important, especially since the head of the FBI posted yesterday that they're investigating this as a hate crime. They want to look at anyone who might have aided the shooter.
Mayor Fry of Minneapolis in our last hour talked about stronger red flag laws, so a more aggressive intervention if somebody has a mental illness. Does Minnesota have laws on the books that would allow weapons to be confiscated if someone saw something?
It's a great question. And if there was a documented mental health issue where somebody was put in a mental health hold, essentially taken against their will, that might have triggered something. But Minnesota state law, lawmakers, it's a Democratic governor, they certainly are going to try to push more through. We saw this. We looked at Nevada very closely after the shooting in Midtown Manhattan. There are red flag laws, but they weren't used. And that we see time and time again. There might be red flags on the books, but police don't really know how to use them. And so more training needs to be implemented.